السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة يونس آية 66. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون. هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. قل إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون. متاع في الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعهم ثم نذيقهم العذاب الشديد بما كانوا يكفرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. سورة يونس 66. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. If you follow the Quran, sometimes the Quran uses the term ما في السماوات وما في الأرض, and sometimes من في السماوات ومن في الأرض, and there is a difference between them. What is the difference? The difference is that ما in the Arabic grammar, ma is used for the inanimate, for the lifeless or the spiritless items and creatures. Ma is used for these who have no brain, no spirit, no life, inanimate creatures in this universe. Ma. ما لغير العاقل. While men, when Allah uses men, it is used for those who are living and intelligent too. They have intelligence. This is the difference. And both of these verses are mentioned in the Quran. Look at 66. ألا إن لله من. من. Here من. من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. While down below in 68, هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Both these terms are mentioned. Why Allah, He changes His tone and He changes some of these terms. Why? There is a reason. ما في السماوات وما في الأرض, which is used for things that are inanimate or they do not have intelligence, لغير العاقل. It means every object in this universe is under his control. But in this verse, because this verse is addressing those who associate partners with God, they associate mushrikeen, polytheists, they associate partners with God, and some of those partners are human beings. Some people worship the sun, the moon, the tree, the cow, and some others, they worship human beings. They take human beings as their lords. And those human beings, they have intelligence. They have intelligence. So Allah uses men, not ma, men, referring to them. Allah inna lillah, behold, truly, unto God belongs whosoever is in the heaven and whosoever in the earth. Everything belongs to him. They are under his control. Those who have a brain and those who do not have a brain. Those who have intelligence and those who do not have intelligence, they are all under his control and his domain. They belong to him. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. Quran is saying, what is it that those follow? Do they take partners beside God? Did they think about who they worship? Sometimes when you see people worshiping idols, statue, maybe 3 billion people today, 4 billion people, they worship a statue. Or they worship animals. Some of them, they worship trees, specific trees. Some of them, they worship in Africa, in some parts of Africa, they worship human parts, not just a human. I wish they worship a human. They worship some human parts. If they think about it, who I am worshiping and why, and what is his relationship to me? If they use their aql and their reason, they would not worship other than God. Because it's only through reason we discovered God, not without reason. Those who have reason, they discover God. So if they just use their reason for a second, not their emotions, the problem is that most of the people, when it comes to religion, they don't use their reason, including Muslims, including Shia Muslims. They don't use their reason. Most of the Shia Muslims are Shia Muslims today because of their birth, because of their families, not because of their discoveries, not because they had choice and they chose Shia Islam, no. It happened that they were born in this village, and this village, most of the people are Shia, so they follow Shia. Same thing with Sunnis. It happened that they were born in this village, in this city, in this society, in this community, in this neighborhood, and they are Sunnis, they became Sunnis. Same thing with evangelicals. Same thing with Catholics. It's only less than 1% who choose based on reason, based on investigation, based on discovery, based on aql, 1%, even less than 1%. Even less than 1%. Most people use their hearts, not their brains, when they follow religion and when they choose a religion. They don't follow their brain. How do you know that? You know that when you have a discussion with them. Ask them the basics of their religion, they don't know about it. Ask them, why do you worship this? How do you prove there is a God? How do you prove for someone who's an atheist? How do you prove we have a God? How do you prove that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of God? How do you prove that this book is the scripture, the revelation of God? This is not man-made. This is God made. How do you prove? You have to prove. You have to have an evidence. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. We don't spend time on discovering our religion and understanding it. Believe me, we don't spend time. We take it for granted. We are Muslims by inheritance, not by knowledge or discovery. Same thing with the Christians, same thing with the Jews, same thing with Buddhists and Hindus and all other religions. Allah says, if you want to follow religion, you have to be certain. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. Some people, they follow conjecture, speculation and guess, ظن. And Allah says, ظن is not enough. If they tell you that, how do you know this book belongs to God and he sent this book? If you say, I really don't know, I think because Muhammad spoke the truth. I think is not enough. You have to say, I'm certain. I have certainty, yaqeen, certainty. Not one, not conjecture, not a guess, not speculation. No, this is not enough. Allah says a speculation one day would lead you into the wrong direction. Wrong direction. Same thing in this life. In this life, if you are not sure of something, you would not venture into it. When it is a business, money, a deal, purchase, whatever. You have to be certain. You have to have the confidence. Allah says, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. And ظَنِّ always leads to what? To lying. Okay? وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. يَخْرُصُونَ in Arabic means to surmise. Surmise means to think or infer without certain or strong evidence. When someone does not have strong evidence, this is speculation. And Allah says speculation in religion does not work. I don't accept speculation. I want you to tell me that you are certain, you did your homework. And how do you become certain? You don't go to bed and wake up in the morning and Allah, you see God in bed. Never. You have to spend some time. You have to do your homework. You have to work for many months and many years to discover religion. Religion is about discovery. Religion is about learning. When we take religion for granted, when religion becomes part of customs and traditions, not intellectual process, we are most likely going to lose it. And this is why many Muslims, they lose their religion. Because they did not have certainty. The base, the foundation was not strong. When the base is not strong, you lose religion. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. Allah says, do not follow without sufficient evidence. Your evidence has to be sufficient. Now, if some people say, I have a speculation about God, how do you answer? In most cases, the answer is no, you are doing something illegal, this is bad, this is terrible, you go to Jahannam. How do you speculate about God? But this should not be the answer. The answer should be, okay, come sit with me, or this scholar, or that scholar. Let's discuss. So if people have speculation or doubt, we should encourage them to ask, to come forward and ask. The old tradition, what was the old tradition? When someone has doubt about God or religion or prophet, they crush him to the ground. They crush him. They shut him off. They tell him, this is haram. How do you say this? How do you ask? But this should not be the method. This is why we had mass exodus from Islam in many countries. People left Islam because they were left with unanswered questions. Unanswered questions. They have questions about Islam, nobody is answering them. So they left Islam. The right approach is to say, I'm willing to sit with you and discuss this. Let's discuss it. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Allah says, sit and speak and bring evidence and have tolerance. When it comes to aqeedah, we have to learn the aqeedah, my friends. Aqeedah is not copycat, copy-paste. It's not like that. You copy-paste. No, aqeedah, you have to understand it. Aqeedah, you have to go through turbulence, severe turbulence, step by step to understand. This is what we lack. We have a class, we teach aqeedah here, we have only 5 participants, alhamdulillah. Either the rest are allama, mashallah, scholars, or something wrong is going on. People are not interested in studying aqeedah. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنْ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. Then we come to one of the strong evidences of knowing God and knowing His greatness. This is Ayah 67. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. It is He, the Lord, who made the night for you to get some rest. لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. While He made the day, on the other hand, وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا, by which to see. To see. Not just to see. Seeing is the beginning of it. Because if it is dark, you can't do anything. If you don't believe me, come with me to Iraq. I'll show you. When the electricity is off, you can't do anything. So Allah made the light, created the light during the day, not just to see this. Seeing is the beginning of doing everything. Is the beginning. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ ذِيسٍ. For that are signs for those who are willing to listen. لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. Listen to the truth. Allah made the night as a respite from the weariness after the work of the day. And He created the night, the day, for the pursuit of one's livelihood. And there is a reason for having day and night. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ in chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ, we made the night and the day two of our major signs, آيَتَيْنِ. فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرٌ. Why we have the night? Because the tranquility and the rest is when it is dark. And there is a scientific evidence for that. Scientific wisdom and reason for that. Allah created the night so you get some rest, you get some peace, tranquility. And you need to rest to give your brain some break and to refresh your memory. If you don't sleep, if you don't have good sleep, you have a problem. From top to bottom, every part of your body is going to suffer, including the brain. So you need to rest. While Allah created the day for activity. Some people, they swap, they change. They are up during the night playing games, spending time with their friends, outside the house, inside the house. During the day, where they are supposed to go for work and production, they sleep. That creates imbalance. And this imbalance is going to create many problems for them. Some of it depression, some of it anxiety, tension, disturbance in their life. Allah says, don't do that. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. We created the night as a covering garment to protect you, protect your brain, protect you emotionally, psychologically, and physically. Protection. Night is for your protection. Day is for your work. Ma'asha. You go after your livelihood. You don't become lazy. livelihood, ma'ash, income, Allah says. I want you to work. I want you to produce. A person with no production is zero. In the eyes of God, is zero. Allah says, I want you to go after work. Activities. Don't stay at home. Or if you want, you have to work at home. Either work at home or work outside. I want you to work. Get up early in the morning and work. Successful nations are the nations who get up at sunrise and they work. Lazy nations, as we see in some countries, they wake up at 10 a.m. They go to work at noontime. Shops, they open at noontime. They lose half of the day. This is contrary to what God teaches us. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا Surah An-Naba. Now, imagine if we did not have the night. Allah says, do you know what will happen if you don't have a night? Allah says that in chapter 28, Surah Al-Qasas. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ See if God, أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ If God decides that the day, if night comes over you and ceasingly, without a stop, night, always dark, what will happen to you? إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا till the day of judgment, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ Which God is there? يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ Bring light to you. أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ Therefore, imagine if there is... How do we have day and night, by the way? How the day and night are created? Because the earth is rotating on its axis, on itself. Okay? Around itself. Every 24. Not exactly 24 hours. 23 hours and 59 seconds. At what speed? 65 miles per hour? Normal speed, traffic speed? Huh? At over 1,300 miles per hour. Imagine this giant planet. Almost 1,400 miles per hour. That is the speed of the earth. Do you feel it? Can you feel that? Do you feel it when you go home, when you sleep, when you eat, when you walk? Do you feel? This is the speed of the earth. Nobody can feel it. God says, if I don't create this, if I don't let the earth rotate, I order the earth to stop. Stop working. The earth becomes lazy, just like many people today. Many men and women who says, I don't want to work today. What will happen? Half of the earth would receive sunlight and they're going to burn to death because of the heat. The other half of the earth, they're going to freeze to death. That's the result. Nobody is going to survive. If one day planet Earth says, I'm on holiday, I'm on strike, I don't want to work, leave me alone. Leave me alone, I'm unhappy with people. The entire people of Earth, half of them are going to die of cold. Half of them, not exactly half, but you know, one half of the Earth cold, one half of the Earth heat. They both die. And this is exactly what the Quran says. He says, imagine, think about this. Think about the favors and the blessings and the gifts of God for you. Use your brain. Think. And therefore... So the sleep is important. People who do not have good sleep, good night sleep, or they suffer from sleep deprivation, it's going to affect their heart, their mood, their body, their psychology, everything in them. Because inside you, my friends, there is a clock. There is a clock here on this wall, and Allah has created another clock, which is the biological one, or the internal clock, inside each person. It is custom built inside you. You don't see it, but you feel it. And this biological clock, which is in your brain, it regulates, it is responsible for your sleep. Responsible for your sleep, not just the sleep. Not just the sleep and wakefulness. They say it is responsible for your hunger, your food, your mental alertness. It is responsible for your stress, for your mood, for your even heart function. And if this gets disturbed, you would not feel healthy. So you have to sleep according to this clock. And you have to sleep at certain times. And you have to wake up at certain times. And you have to sleep for certain hours. To be healthy, you have to sleep for certain hours. They say, let me read this for you. They say that sleep disturbances, what is a sleep disturbances? They say both, sleeping little and sleeping too much are one of the key symptoms of depression. One of the key symptoms of depression is either someone sleeps too much or someone, the other one sleeps too little. Symptoms of depression and other mood disorders. So you have to adjust your sleep. إِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. The hadith says, your badan, your body has a right upon it. Take care of it. If you want to enjoy your body, if you want your body to serve you, you have to serve him too. So you have to take care of your sleep. And this biological clock is also responsible for the immune system. So if it gets disturbed, the immune system is going to be weakened. This is why those who travel a lot, people who travel a lot, they get sick. Because the immune system is being affected, is being disturbed because of this biological clock. And they say, listen, this is for the students who stay up late hours to study. They say this is not good. If you want to study, study during the day, not during the night. Night, go to bed. During the night, at 10 p.m., go to bed. Don't leave your studies until the night. Study during the day. If you want to pass and you are worried about your finals, during the day. Don't waste your time during the day. Why they say don't study during the night? Because they say the night, God created night for what? Libasa, for rest. And your brain is not at its full function during the night. Why? Because there is a special hormone. That hormone is called melatonin. Specific hormone that is called melatonin. And this is responsible for the body's cycle, daily cycle. And this hormone makes you feel sleepy. I know some of you have lots of this hormone, believe me. Especially when you listen to me. So this specific hormone, this is responsible for our sleep. Yes, it's not a joke. And this hormone, when the night falls, when the night arrives, automatically this hormone starts to produce. Okay, to produce and to increase the amount of this hormone is going to, the brain sends a message to this hormone. Because inside the brain, what do we have? We just mentioned, we have the biological ahsan program. Your brain is a programmed. There is a biological clock. It says now it's dark. Now it's 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m. So the hormone starts to get injected, okay, secreted into your blood, and it makes you sleepy. Makes you sleepy. And then, subhanAllah, by sunrise, this hormone starts to decrease, decrease until it stops completely. There is no production of this hormone. Why? Because the brain tells you, tells the hormone stops, because now it's sunrise. This guy has to go to school. He has to go to work. He has to go to his office. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. I don't want him to sleep. So when you become sleepy, can you study very well? Can you understand? Huh? I'm asking you. You can't function. You get tired. The brain gets tired. So even if you spend 5 hours studying, the studying is not going to be a quality studying. I'm not saying you don't understand at all. No, you may understand. But this is not a quality understanding. Not a quality understanding. Because this hormone is telling your brain to shut down, to go to rest. And you are forcing your brain to wake up and to be functional, and that is not good. So you are not going to study. I've seen some students, they study the whole night. By the time in the morning when they go to school, they have finals, they say, I'm shut down. I forgot everything. I can't remember anything. Yes, because you are overloading your brain. You have to be careful with yourself. Here Allah is saying, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ. This is one of the greatest chapters in the Quran, Surah An-Naba. النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. And one of the tafasir, the meanings of النَّبَأُ الْعَظِيمِ, the great news, is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. And then the Quran says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. Beautiful. Quran is scientific. Now they are realizing why the Quran says it during the night you have to sleep. Why? Now they are realizing. Now the discoveries and science and technology is telling us why we have to get some rest. Because if you can't get some good rest during the night, you cannot function during the day. Okay, my friends, we conclude with this one. هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات. In this are signs لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ, for those who are willing to listen to the truth. To listen to the truth. قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. They said, God has taken a son. Sanctified he. سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِي. He doesn't need a son. God is in no need of anyone. He is in no need of wife, no need of son, no need of neighbor, no need of helper. He does not need. هو الغني. He is the self-sufficient. He has everything in this universe. Someone who has everything, he does not need anything. Everything belongs to him. Everything was created by him. He needs a son. He needs a son for what? You need a son. I need a son. Why? Because we get bored when the sons are, you know, 2 years old. You enjoy them. By the time they become 12, 14, you have to run after them. This joy and the smiles turns into tears and frowning and yelling until they, you know, they get engaged and, you know, you get happy. After a few months, again, there is something in their marriage, you know, and then they come and bring their children, they throw them at you, they go and enjoy their time. You have to babysit their, you know, their children. And whenever they have no money, they come to you, they knock at yours. This is life. This is life. Children, they keep us busy. They make us happy. They make us sad. They make us joyful. They this, that. But God does not need a son. Israeli. Yes, we are the creature, are His spiritual children, not biological. He created us. He's our real father. Spiritual, not biological. هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا. When you say God has a son, do you have sultan? Sultan here is not king. Sultan here is a proof, evidence, sultan. إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. Do you fabricate against God things that you don't know about them? قل إن الذين يفترون, those who fabricate against God, على الله الكذب لا يفلحون. Those who fabricate are not going to be successful. Even if they are elected as a president of the United States of America, they're not going to be successful, believe me. History teaches us that only honest people, people with integrity and honesty, at the end, they're going to be successful. People who come through cheating and intimidation, misleading, and now we realize that America is the greatest economic country, but not intellectual country, believe me. No. And there is no relationship between money and a brain. No relationship. Some countries are poor, they have no money, no strong economy, but they make a wiser decision. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, those people who fabricate in their life against God, لَا يُفْلِحُونَ, they are not going to be successful in their life. If they fabricate, they are bound to perish and to fail and to be dismantled. And you will see that. مَتَاعٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Now some people say, but God, look at this guy. He's a liar, he's a cheater, but he's successful. Allah says, مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ, for a few years. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ, short period of time. Not forever. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا. Then at the end they have to stand before us. إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ ثُمَّ نُذِيقُهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. My friends, inshallah, tomorrow Salatul Jumu'ah is at noon time, 12. At 12 we're going to begin Salatul Jumu'ah, and the majalis for the Arba'een of Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Al-Hussein are going to begin on Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. However, Thursday and Friday, they are regular majalis. At 7 p.m. we have Salat and English. We do English. And Friday we do English and Farsi. Saturday we're going to begin at 5 p.m. for the Salat. Salatul Maghrib is going to be 5 p.m. 5:30 the Arabic majlis, 7 p.m. the English majlis, 8 p.m. the Farsi majlis. Because Saturday is the night of Arba'in, Shaba Arba'in. Because Sunday is the day of Arba'in, so we're going to have a 3. And Sunday, we're going to have only Farsi majlis at 7 p.m. And also Sunday, those of you who'd like to join me at the LDC Church, LDC Church, which is the Mormon Church, on Sunday the 20th at 7 p.m., we have the Thanksgiving service here in Irvine, at Bryan Street in Irvine, at LDC Church. We will email you, we will send you by the email the address for those who would like to join us the 20th, Sunday, 7 p.m., for the Thanksgiving service, and I'm going to speak there too with other religions. And also there is an important function for the first time happening between our masjid and the university synagogue, which is the biggest synagogue probably in Orange County and one of the most important synagogue in this region. We're going to have a dialogue between Islam and Judaism on December 9th, Friday, December 9th, beginning at 8 p.m. until 9:30. Me and the Rabbi Arnie, of the synagogue, university, synagogue in Irvine. And also we're going to send the address. So we want you to be with us, inshallah. The rabbi, he insisted, he said, I want many of our Muslim brothers and sisters to come and join us on that night. December 9th, put it in your calendar, mark your calendar, December 9th at University Synagogue at 8 p.m. inshallah. Allahumma akhfar lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat assalamu alayka ya aba abdillah wa 'ala al arwah allati halat bi fina'ik wa akhnakhat bi rahlik 'alaykum minni جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أنصار الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم كن لوليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.